Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. This is a measure of the most probably discrimination and inequality and probably racism in the UK. Hello guys, welcome back to my channel. Today my next talk will be revolving also around economics. I read the joke recently, and I find it really nice about the law of supply and demand. We demand a new supply. And this is like a follow-up. So what a king and a queen in some remote kingdom of this beautiful blue earth talking to each other, like, why don't we just keep the law of demand and repeal the supply part? Yeah, so first thing, utility function. This is a subjective measure of satisfaction, and it depends on the wealth. As wealth rises, the utility function becomes flatter, reflecting the property of diminishing marginal utility. So in related to this diminishing marginal utility, there is this concept, they studied human happiness, satisfaction with life and so on, and they observed that the human happiness doesn't increase if you go above 5,000 euro net monthly income, for example. Next concept in economics is that diversification reduces risk. This is controversial in the sense that, for example, myself, I have all my eggs in one basket. Or I invested all my savings in only one share or one stock, and I think it will go up and I'll get rich. Now, you can say I'm crazy, but I found recently quotation from Mark Twain, one of his novels. I think it's called Puddin' Wilson or something like this. And it said there that wise men put all the eggs in one basket, while fools put their eggs in more than one basket. And the reason is because if you put it in more than one basket, it costs more to keep an eye on all the baskets. Eh? If you put it in only one, then it's easier to keep an eye on it. I tend to agree with this. But as economics theory says, diversification reduces risk. So there is this measure called standard deviation and the number of stocks in your portfolio. And if you are at one, like I am, then you are 49 standard deviations more risk. And if you are, let's say, at 40, then the risk is only 20 standard deviations. Okay? I would also tend to agree with this one. So the trade-off between risk and return, when people increase the percentage of their saving that they have invested in shares, they increase in the average return they can expect to earn, but they also increase the risks they face. So for example, if you are invested in 40 shares, yeah, that had a risk of 20 standard deviations in 100% shares, then you will have a return of, let's say, 8.3 yearly percentage. But if you would have only zero stocks, then you would get the risk-free 3% return per year. Now, the UK adult population has a majority of people employed, 21 million, with 7 million or around 8 million partly employed, part-time, and with also another 8 million economically inactive, they don't work, at least not in paper and not for some company. And the third, 2.5 million unemployed as of March 2010. The market, the labor market experiences in the UK by ethnicity. The white people have the least unemployment rate with around 6%, while black Caribbean are the most unemployed with around 15%. So this is a measure of the most probably discrimination and inequality and probably racism in the UK society and the economy. Now, the UK unemployment rate since 1971 went from 4 to 12% in 1983, then it went down to around 7% in 1990. Then again a spike, 3 years spike until 1993, again to 11%. And since then is a U shape, going down until the early 2000s and then going back up in the 2008-2009 financial crisis. Overall, it goes up from around 4 to around 7%. As of December 2009, the EU unemployment is the highest in Spain, Germany, France, UK, Turkey, as of the number of people unemployed. Also Italy and Poland. And as a finish of our today's talk is the John L. Lewis 5 years of industrial organization, CIO, yeah, industrial organization, as this is the labor, the Confederacy of Industrial Organization, the labor unions of the US, which had a lot of power in 19th and early 20th century. Even now they have some power. This is a cartoon, what I'm seeing in 1940, and it writes on it, organized or unorganized, on the road to industrial democracy, we want higher wages, jobs, security. If you like this kind of small talks about all social sciences, then please write to me on Facebook or on LinkedIn. My name is Adrian Fanaka, and I wish you a nice weekend and nice week.